This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. They're shoveling all that snow in parts of New York, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. There have been winter storm warnings or advisories posted in Michigan. Mother Nature letting parts of the nation have it during this holiday season. Today, by the way, is Giving Tuesday. The AP's Julie Walker has this.
After Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday, it's time for Giving Tuesday. Marsha Lehman with Haiti Air Ambulance says they rely heavily on donations to deliver life-saving medical assistance and hope people dig deep into their pockets.
Well, I guess the timing may not be as ideal as it could be, but hopefully people will not spend as much money on things and think about how they can do some good in the world.
Philanthropist Jean Shafiroff, who wrote a book on giving, says it's not the amount that counts.
Collectively, it all adds up.
Julie Walker, New York.
President-elect Trump is demanding the immediate release of the Israeli hostages still being held in Gaza. The AP's Sagar Magani.
President-elect Trump is issuing a warning about what will happen if Israeli hostages still held in Gaza are not released before he's sworn into office. In a social media post, Trump says if the hostages are not freed by January 20th, there will be all hell to pay in the Middle East. He writes those responsible will be hit harder than anyone has been hit in American history. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Missouri man is scheduled to be put to death tonight, Tuesday night, for strangling a 9-year-old girl who was sexually assaulted. Her body was thrown into a sinkhole. This execution would be the 23rd in the U.S. this year, the 4th in Missouri. If you're traveling today, gas is down to $3.03 a gallon. This is AP News. Now to a deadly drunk driving case. The AP's Ed Donahue.
A woman driving drunk who killed a bride still in her wedding dress was sentenced to 25 years in prison. Jamie Komorowski pleaded guilty. Police say she drank at several bars in Folly Beach, South Carolina last year and was driving well above the speed limit when she slammed into a golf cart, leaving a wedding.
This is the worst decision I have ever made.
Samantha Miller was killed wearing her wedding dress moments after she married Eric Hutchinson.
On the golf cart. She told me she didn't want the night to end. And I kissed her on the forehead. And then the next thing I remember is waking up in the hospital.
Miller's father, Brad Warner, says he was disgusted. Komorowski appeared to never take responsibility.
For the rest of my life, I'm going to hate you.
Audio from WCIV. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.